Time for the business news with Kim Savage. Kia ora, Kim.
Good morning.
Now, markets, how are we looking out there?
Taking a look at Wall Street to start with. Stocks have come off the boil this morning. Weaker than expected consumer spending data during the pandemic recovery, helping to drive those main indices down. So the Dow Jones down 0.1%, the S&P 500 just slightly lower, and the NASDAQ is down about 0.2% this morning. As for our own top 50 index, posted a solid 1% rise, up 134 points to a four-week high of 12,696. The running made by heavyweights A2 Milk and Fisher & Paykel Healthcare there. And the New Zealand dollar 71.2 US cents and 92.6 Australian.
Now the housing market, where is the slowdown?
Well, the numbers would suggest otherwise, wouldn't they? But the latest data we had out did show the market that was up nearly a third on this time last year. Record prices being set in several regions and the number of houses for sale falling further. Observers who had been talking of the market going sideways by the end of the year have been having second thoughts, although the pace of prices is still seen as slowing. So KiwiBank's senior economist Jeremy Couchman says if the market shows few signs of slowing, it might be that the Reserve Bank may be tempted to act further.
That's certainly a live possibility. We saw in the Reserve Bank's financial stability report that was last month in May that they said that if the housing market wasn't really brought to heel, as they would, or calls they'd like to see, that they would be willing to do further or to tighten macroprudential policy further. And that May, the first cab off the rank, would be tightening loan-to-value ratio restriction.
And more coming up from Jeremy Couchman later in the hour.
Now, the digital revolution is throwing up issues of security in the investment scene.
Yeah, the Financial Services Council surveyed 2,000 people. Now, this is the council which represents insurers and investment managers. And it shows that 38% of New Zealanders use or are planning to use online investment platforms to grow their wealth. However, 80% of those respondents are concerned about their online privacy after a number of high-profile cyber attacks in the past year. The council's chief executive, Richard Clippen, says the speed change in the financial services sector has been nothing short of incredible. But for that trend to continue, investors need to have confidence in the platforms themselves.
Yeah, individual consumers need to be confident. They need to do the research. They need to make sure they've got the right types of authentication to protect their data. But equally, the sector's got a responsibility to make sure when they're offering systems and platforms that there's excellent security on them. In many ways, it's a partnership to make sure that is robust.
And that was Richard Clippen there from the Financial Services Council. More coming up about digital investing around 10 to 7. I'll be back then with the latest in business and, of course, an update from the markets.